This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Mike 910, The Fan, 105.1 FM, Tuesday morning as we talk to you right now. How many shows will we do this week? Nobody knows. That's the fun part. I don't know. You don't know. We weren't here yesterday because that was a holiday. By the way, if you want to spike it in the end zone, I want to shout out Big Al real quick, who that's our competitor. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if I'm allowed to shout out Big Al or not. Just did it. We're past 7 seconds, so it's done now. Big Al has done Sports Phone with Big Al for 33 years in the Richmond market, which is a heck of a run. I've done this show now for a year and a half, and I'm going to be honest. I don't see 33 in the cards for me. Certainly not if I'm shouting out the competitor during our program on the free Odyssey app. Download the Apple Store and Google Play. So there's that, but also 33 years, announced his retirement yesterday on his show. Congrats to Big Al. We wish you the best in retirement. Hopefully some good fishing out there, and, the Commanders are finally good. So he's dealing with what all of us are dealing with. What do you do with that? Awad's got his youthful enthusiasm. So, right. He's excited, but for us old heads, like, we don't know what to do with this. So, Alan, enjoy the games. Enjoy retirement. I'll still be here. I'm going to figure out what to do with the Commanders being good. But enjoy the game. So that happened yesterday. What a flex to, like, do that on the holiday. Like, not only am I working on the holiday, I'm making news on the holiday. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting around and living my life. And that's what happened yesterday. Tomorrow it's going to snow. So here's the latest. This is not a weather show, but we can do traffic and weather on the 8s. Sean Sublett, he's the meteorologist over at the Richmonder, so I trust him implicitly. He says, here's the deal. It's going to start snowing tomorrow morning, but it's not going to get real until tomorrow night. So tomorrow, between kind of when we come on and dusk, there's going to be 1 inch of snow expected. And he says it will be light, fluffy snow. I don't know what that means.
It means we got to cancel school.
Well, everything means we got to cancel school. 0% chance there's school tomorrow. I'm calling that right now. He says you can drive Wednesday during the day, but then Wednesday night, kaboom, it's coming down. We're getting a few inches. You're going to wake up Thursday morning. There's going to be a few inches on the ground. What does that mean for us? I don't know. What does that mean for VCU basketball? We also don't know. So I chatted with Ryan Odom yesterday. We'll get to that in a bit. Hey, you're going to move this game, whatever, Wednesday night. He said, I don't think so. UMass will be here. They'll have two basketball teams here. They've played in front of few to no fans before. I'll channel my AWOD here. If you're a student at VCU and you live in the dorms, this is your moment. You can get there on your feet. Which will transport you between your dorm and the Siegel Center with zero risk of a car accident. because you're on your feet. So this is a big moment for the students. They might need to show up Wednesday night because the rest of us may be sitting it out. So there's that. Sounds like they're going to try to play basketball Wednesday night, though. Regular time, 7 o'clock against UMass. The big one, they do want to play because they don't want to delay it for other reasons, because Saturday is the big one, VCU George Mason, which we're all fired up for. But I want to start this morning. We'll get to Ryan Odom in a minute. We'll get to all that. I want to start this morning because on Saturday night, I got to do something really cool. The Richmond Forum, where they invite important people to come tell their stories and speak at the Altria Theater, which I learned, Stubb probably knows this because he's a theater guy. The Altria is the largest theater between Atlanta and New York. Yeah, 3,600 seats. It's huge. And we're doing sound check in the morning. I'm like, there's a lot of seats here. All right. This is going to be a show. And Coach K was there. Coach K did his speech. He was awesome. He's Coach K, obviously. And then I did Q&A with Coach K, which was a ton of fun, of course. And the crowd was great. Not everybody loves Coach K, interestingly, it turns out. But I think everybody respects Coach K. And that's... people. How was he? Yeah, he was great. He's got the thing that like is very rare where when he's talking to you... you're in a room full of people that are all like, Coach K is in this room. Like, the room is buzzing, but he's listening to you and he's talking to you. And that's a thing that, like, a lot of, like, people who are respected at that level have that. Where, like, they have tuned out the noise and, like, he is listening to you and invested in this conversation with you. You're like, man, that's cool. Like, he not think about, like, who's the next person I'm going to talk to? How am I going to get out of this place? Like, you know, none of that. He's real and he's engaging and he knows everybody in the world of basketball. Period. You know, he's dropping stories about Kobe and LeBron and Caitlin Clark and all that. He knows all these people. So he speaks from a position of authority. So here's how this works, because a lot of people have asked me how does it work up there? What are you doing? So I'm the moderator. It's Q&A with Coach K. At the forum, they have a QR code. People can type in their questions. So they're not my questions. In the QR code, if you've been to the forum, you know this. You type in your question and it shows you everybody's questions. If you've ever been on Reddit, it's kind of a similar thing. You can look at everybody's questions and you can plus one to a question. So I've got an iPad in front of me and it shows the questions that the audience most wants to be asked of Coach K. So my marching orders are pretty clear here. I've got a little lot of time, right? Like, there's a couple questions about NIL and paying the players that are like number two and number seven. Like, we're not going to zigzag. We're going to knock those out together as a block unit. We're going to move on to other topics. But I'm here for you, and we'll get back to that system in a second. But I'll play this answer. This is the one I wrote up for the Richmonder as well, because the question was basically, what's up with the ACC, which has never been more prescient in light of what happened in Charlottesville last night. We'll dive into that, too. A fan got ejected from Duke UVA last night, which was arguably the most eventful thing that happened to Duke UVA last night. 18-point Duke win, kind of a sleeper for them. There's two good teams in the ACC this year. There's Duke and there's Clemson. And Clemson's a football school, which kind of proves the point. Louisville, Wake Forest, yeah, they're good. They can beat you on any given day. But there's two really good teams. SEC's got 8 great teams. It's a concern. It's a problem. So here's Coach K on what's up with the ACC.
Jason A. Huffman asks, he says, we're big Wahoos and we're sad to see Tony Bennett leave the sport. Given all the Hall of Fame coaches who have left the ACC, what do you think the future of the conference looks like?
I think the conference is in bad shape in a lot of ways. We're overall either third or fourth of the Power Four conferences. We're definitely not one or two. And in basketball, we've had a lot of attrition with coaches, and not everybody. We had a great succession plan, so we knew we had a good chance in recruiting and whatever, because we planned for a whole year And it's worked. And the reason it's worked is because the guy we planned it with is really good. John Shire is right, really good. And our conference is down. You know, like they just did the first selections for the NCAA tournament, and most of them are SEC and Big 12 schools, 11 out of 16, and we have one, us.
Yeah.
And that's not good. It also, you know, because, you know, this is the, I think, the weakest basketball-wise that I've seen the conference. And that's not good because, again, when you're in tough games, in order to win the whole thing, you're going to be in tough games. So in a conference where you play a lot of tough games, unless you get injuries, it makes you better. You know, you have a chance to get better. And, you know, we won big today. We won by 36 points. We played really well. And Stanford's good, but they're not Alabama. They're not Mississippi State. They're, you know, the SEC's loaded. And the SEC made a, the SEC in football has been loaded for a while. And their commissioner about 8 or 9 years ago made a commitment to basketball, because it used to be just Kentucky or one, maybe Florida every once in a while. And with arenas, money, and whatever, he made it a priority that they were going to be good in basketball. And they are. And we need to somehow make that same level of commitment for our conference.
With Tony Bennett, did that surprise you, given how young he is?
Yeah, and we're good friends. I really like Tony, and when that happened, we talked, and that's a loss for college basketball, and certainly a loss for Virginia, because he built a really good program there, but. The manner in which he left lends itself to say that there wasn't a plan. But he said it wasn't health or anything. So I hope, I don't know if he'll resurface in college, but he's a really good coach, and he's a good guy. He's a really, really good guy. I enjoy our friendship.
That's Coach K at the Richmond Forum on Saturday night. There's a lot to unpack there, starting with, like, some people build to it. We'll get to Denny Hamlin. Like Denny Hamlin kind of revs up to, like, all of this stinks. Coach K, like, we got a question about the ACC. Yeah, I think it sucks. Oh, okay. We went straight to it, and I respect that, and I think his point is well taken, that if it's a weak conference, how does that impact you when you get to the tournament? Which is a fair question. If you're not getting the night in, night out challenge, you know, a lot of those Duke teams, you know, felt like they had been through the ringer by the time they got to the tournament, made them prepared. UNC's down, that's hurting everybody, of course, and then Tony Bennett at UVA, where that thing's in free fall. And UVA is not a strong enough brand to guarantee it's going to get picked back up again. That's a very important hire they got coming there. And that's the ACC right now in basketball. Is one good team, and a lot of people flint. They expanded the conference, and they shrank their impact. And it's not good. And, you know, everybody's chasing that football dollar. Because at the SEC, they're so good, they've got overflow from the football dollars. And the ACC, you think about UNC, I bet Belichick, I don't think that comes cheap. You're going to want to spend some money on player. Does that impact the basketball program? It's a fair question to ask. How all this chasing the football dollar impacts what used to be a prestigious basketball product. And, you know, that tournament, you know, I'll get nostalgic, and it used to be the show. You couldn't get tickets to the ACC tournament. Everybody's sitting in their little wedge with their colors. It just doesn't happen anymore. And you know, you can't pine for the old days because they're not coming back. But they lost a big chunk of their identity when they got bad at basketball, and they haven't regained that with a football identity. yet. We'll talk more about what Coach K was up to at the forum and his thoughts. I want to dive into the succession plan stuff, too. Duke UVA last night. Ryan Odom, we chatted yesterday, his weekly press conference. Get you ready for a very eventful week of VCU basketball para home games tomorrow night and Saturday at 4 against Mason, which is going to be, barring some wild turn of events, for first place in the Atlantic 10 Conference. You will hear it right here. I'll take a break back after this on your home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.
I'll wrap up Coach K because you know me. We have fun here. Y'all know my personality. I have fun. But also, I know, this is what I pride myself on, I know when I'm in a serious situation with serious people doing serious things. That's something I can do. I can recognize, MP, now's not the time to make a joke. You gotta keep it in. Think about it. Remember it for later so you can group text it to your friends. Now's not the moment, though. 3,600 people at the Altria Theater, very important collection of Richmonders. We had fun. It was a fun interview, but also, like, they're not there for skits and bits. Cameron crazy, man. That must have been wild. They want to hear from Coach K. I'm there to facilitate hearing from Coach K. But also, Hazel, we have a system. And in the system, the people vote for the question they want to hear from Coach K. And that worked for most of the evening. Of the top 10 questions on the chart, 9 of them were outstanding, insightful questions that got to the bottom of Coach K as a man, as a coach, as a leader. I thought it was a smash success of a night. He told great stories. The audience had great questions. I was happy for them. The 10th question, which was not number 10 in the order at all, was, what's your favorite type of noodle? And as the evening went on, it was climbing the charts.
Why isn't he asking?
It's like a top 40 hit here. That he's getting spun more and more and more, and then it's in a Target ad, and you can't avoid it, and it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway through the Q&A, the number one question on the board, most upvotes, is what's your favorite noodle? That's it, by the way. There's no context. And I'm on an island. It's me. It's Coach K. There's a spotlight. I don't have access to Google. I don't have, like, nobody's in my ear telling me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't know is this a bit? Or worse, is this something that's going to trigger him? Right? Because, like, we chatted beforehand. Like, is there something with him and noodles that I don't know about?
Right. It's a meme.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, I'm going to ask him on this stage. He's going to march off and we're going to. It's going to ruin the Richmond Forum for everybody. I don't know.
But it's the number one question.
The people want to know.
They want to know.
We chatted. Coach K was great. We chatted beforehand. It was, you know, I'm feeling out, like, are there any things you don't want me to ask you about? Are there any things you do want me to ask you about? All that.
I hate pasta.
pasta didn't come up. He was great. I'll answer anything. I said, somebody's going to ask about you guys being villains and hated. Yeah, I'm ready for that. Like, don't not ask that question.
Okay.
People want to know. He was right. He said, the only thing is, every time I do one of these, somebody asks, who's your favorite player of all time? And you can ask me, but I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to tell you I love them all like my children, which there's no way that's true. But he's definitely got favorites. I mean, come on. but that's the lay of the land here.
Okay.
Ask me anything. I'm game for anything. He was a great sport throughout the night. Handled the villain question. Handled all the questions we threw at him. But now we're getting to crunch time. We're getting to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to decide: are we asking the noodle question or not?
I think you have to, because there's 3,600 people who want the noodle question, and they're very close to you.
I am not the show. The audience is the show. Mm. I am merely their conduit.
Exactly.
On the stage in that moment. Play the noodle clip. Here we go.
Do you like pasta, Coach?
I love pasta.
Okay. Henry wants to know, what's your favorite type of noodle? he offers penne, rigatoni, spaghetti, etc.
Really, it's not just the pasta. It's what's on the pasta. are with the pasta. So I don't just eat pasta. I don't just go around sucking up noodles or picking rigatoni up. And I'm going to have a rigatoni. You know, usually there's some good sauces.
Maybe nice hearty sauce.
Italian sausage, meatballs, whatever. So it's... That's how I like my pasta.
Now you know, Henry.
All right.
That's perfect. It's so great. He was great.
He broke it down.
That's the perfect answer there.
Yeah.
I don't just go around sucking noodles. I it is a two-part question, Henry. There's a second part here, too. What sauce? What meat? What are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved it.
Way to go, Coach K.
If that doesn't get asked of every forum attendee from here on out, I'll be a little disappointed, honestly. 3,600 people there. It ended up with 500 plus ones.
Wow.
Which was far and away number one. I'm not ruling out that somebody figured out how to hack the system and one person upvoted it 500 times. I'm not ruling that out. I'll also say, good question, good answer. Tip of the hat to Henry for giving us a nice moment of levity with Coach K.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
So that was Coach K at the Altria. Then Duke, the current edition with John Shire, went to Charlottesville last night and put a beat down on the Wahoos. Any hope that... Because here's the thing. I think this is a decently talented UVA team. I like these kids. I like the spunk. I like the fight. They have not thrown in the towel at all. And they beat Tech over the weekend. Tech's not any good, but it's a nice win. They don't quit. They fight hard. But this was the chance, right? If you were going to do anything this year to hang your hat on, it's beat Duke. They're one of the best teams in the country. And they didn't come particularly close. It's a long offseason, a hand-wringing coming at UVA. Meanwhile, at VCU, tourney chase is very much on. You'll hear Ryan Odom's thoughts about that. We got to get into the Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin is from here. He's a very respected driver. He was leading the Daytona 500 with one lap to go. He did not win the Daytona 500. He has some thoughts about that. We'll go in depth on that. as well. NBA All-Star Game, I'm not going to fix it. I'm just going to let you that it's broken. That's my contribution to the discourse for you. We're off and running. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I've given myself my job for this afternoon. I have self-assigned myself my tasking. We need to figure out what's going on at the Secret Sandwich Society in downtown Richmond. Was that about 5th and Franklin-ish? Grace? No, it's on Grace. 5th and Grace-ish. Maybe 4th and Grace. I don't know. It's a secret, but everybody's in on it. Everybody knows it's the Secret Sandwich Society. I will start with this. I hope they're not a sponsor. I do not love the Secret Sandwich Society. Not like if we're ranking downtown spots, not my favorite. But I also know this. Lots of people in my circles love going to the Secret Sandwich Society. That is the place they want to meet me at downtown. Mm. And who am I to tell them otherwise? They have burgers. If you're at a place that has burgers, I'm not unhappy. But Secret Sandwich Society, what got me for a long time, they were big bragging about, we have house-made organic ketchup. And that was one of their things. And my thing is, and I'm a simple man, I want Heinz. I appreciate that somebody worked really hard on this. I appreciate that you have, like, hand-picked tomatoes from, you know, like, the terraces of Italy and brought them here and mashed them. And I appreciate that it's organic, and I'm not against any of those things. What I really want with my French fries is Heinz ketchup. Or, in a pinch, Hunt's. Mm-hmm. I will tolerate Hunt's. I understand it's hard out there for a restaurant to make money. I will tolerate that. I think we had a bad first impression. Mm-hmm. But it's a secret, so I'm already saying too much. Secret Sandwich Society posted this on Instagram. There are two Secret Sandwich Societies. There is one in West Virginia and one in Richmond, Virginia. So they posted this over the weekend. We wish to inform our valued customers and the surrounding community that as the brand founders and owners, we have recently terminated the license for the Richmond Secret Sandwich Society location and demanded that they cease operating as Secret Sandwich Society as a result of that termination. They have thus far refused to comply with that demand. We have a rogue Secret Sandwich Society in Richmond. We got to get to the bottom of that. So tomorrow's show, to the extent there's a show, to the extent any of us are doing anything tomorrow, I'm going to get to the bottom of that today.
Intrepid journalist.
I've given myself that job for this afternoon. I'm going to do Crosstalk with Awad at 12:15. It's on my calendar every day. I Crosstalk with Awad. After that, I'm making phone calls. I'm going to get to the bottom
of it. Get to the bottom of it.
I think the people demand that.
Let us know what's going on.
The people deserve to know what's happening at the Secret Sandwich Society.
Refuse to comply.
It's hard language.
Yeah.
We got a McDowell's situation here. It's a Big Mick. It's very different from the Big Mac. They may be rebranding soon.
Trader Johan.
Do you know about Pirate Joe's in Canada?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Pirate Joe's is what that is. Trader Joe's won't open in Canada. So in Vancouver, there's a group that drives to the Seattle Trader Joe's, buys all the things, and resells it across the border.
Good for them.
They've set up their own Trader Joe's.
Have they been instructed to cease operations?
They have thus far refused to comply.
Woo!
With that demand. NBA All-Star Game was over the weekend, and at this point, the NBA is just setting itself up as a pinata to be swatted at every year. You remember last year, Adam Silver, he scored more points than the other team. Well, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
He walked away and said, we're going to change some things here. So they did the four-team little round robin, you know, the Shaq and Kenny and Candace and all them coaching the teams, which I'm not opposed to. I think part of the problem is the All-Star Game as a concept is dead. And I say that because back in the day, as an old man here talking, the thrill of the All-Star Game was that you could see players you never got to see. If on a Wednesday night, somebody on the Dallas Mavericks did something cool, you didn't see that clip. Maybe you saw a little bit of it on SportsCenter. Maybe it was on NBA Inside Stuff with Ahmad Rashad on Saturday. But it didn't make its way around the world. If a star played in Denver, if the Nuggets had the best player in the league, which they do now, you never got to see him play a whole game, at least until the playoffs, until the finals. So that was the thrill of the All-Star Game. You never got to see these people. We don't have that problem anymore. If Nikola Jokic does something tonight, that's awesome. We're all going to see it in 10 seconds. If you know, Kyrie Irving does something cool, we're going to see that in 12 seconds. It's going to make its way around the world on all the social media. If I want to watch a game, I mean, NBA TV's got a game every night. TNT's got games. ESPN has games. Amazon's going to have games. NBC's going to have games. We're not lacking for seeing these people. So the All-Star game as a concept is toast. You can't. Now, I think the real problem here that the NBA has is I think the dunk contest could still be really cool. Now, I want to shout out my guy, Mac McClung, Pride of Gate City, Virginia. Three-time, three-peat, back-to-back-to-back dunk contest champion. The Stars should be doing the dunk contest. In baseball, you've got the Home Run Derby, which is cool. A lot of the guys don't want to do it. I understand the argument there, which is, one, it's really taxing to hit home runs for an hour straight. Like, that is like more of a workout than playing baseball ever is. Two, it might mess up your swing because you're swinging four home runs. Some guy got in a funk out of that in the early years of the Home Run Derby. They don't want to do it. I get that. Nobody's getting messed up by doing slam dunks for 5 minutes. That's not going to jeopardize anybody's career. Do the dunk contest. That can still be cool. Do the three-point contest. Do the dunk contest. Neither of those things messes you up in any tangible way. So that's something that needs to be worked on right out of the gate. The second thing is you're not ever going to get these guys to go at full speed because they don't want to, because the season's so long and it's such a grind. They don't want to put it all on the line for, and you know, Wemby did, which was cool. But I think you also look at hockey, which like just invented out of nothing this amazing product, and the TV ratings were insane and people loved it in the US and Canada, and they fought, and they're gonna play Thursday night, we're all gonna watch it, you know, American pride. They stumbled into something great, which was this Four Nations face-off. NBA's still searching for that. Could you do it with international pride? I don't know. They got to figure that out. There's enough international guys in the NBA. Certainly the Olympic team's been getting scares at events, and they're, you know, every year global basketball gets a little bit better on the whole. Could you do an international format? Maybe. I don't think you can make it matter like in hockey. Because we were talking about that. My Olympic stance, it needs to be the most important thing in that sport. I think there's a lot of hockey players who would rather win the Olympic gold than win the Stanley Cup. So I think hockey is a valid Olympics event for that reason. The NHL just played into that so well. You know, NBA's got All-Star Game. LeBron's like, hey, a little sore today. I don't think I can go. I don't think I can play. Better watch this. And you got these NHL players like, I have 7 broken teeth, and I will not miss the chance to beat the crap out of another man for my country. I will ride or die for my country. I don't care what happens. That's, you can't beat that. That's the good stuff. And if anything, baseball's the one that needs to be taking notes, because I love the World Baseball Classic. If you move that to midseason, I think you got some juice now. They hide it in February. It's the start of spring training. If you could do a World Baseball Classic in July, and you can't lose, I get you, teams don't want to lose the revenue in those home dates, but man, that would hit hard. I'd also, maybe you do it mid-September towards the end of the season where there's still interest and attention and everybody's playing well, but you also don't have all the other things that factor in, you know, people aren't going to as many baseball games in September or in May before Memorial Day, right? And in the times when they shouldn't be playing baseball, but they are. But they're on to something. And basketball needs to be on to something too. Because it's not going to work long term. You need to reinvent the All-Star game. Most sports do, though. And until then, every year, they're just setting up a punching bag that people are going to... It's a free swing at a pinata. All the players love mocking it, et cetera, et cetera. The players also don't have any good ideas. When you hear, like, let's play one-on-one, like, that doesn't actually fix anything. If we could get to the point in the next 5 years where you could legitimately go WNBA against NBA in some kind of modified game. See, now we're closer, right? You've got to find a way to inject passion into it somehow, which doesn't exist right now. But there will be passion tomorrow night at the Siegel Center, VCU UMass. You'll hear it on The Fan as we count down to VCU Mason on Saturday, big game, 4 o'clock. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. We'll ship this show on out of here to podcast form, MP on the mic, on all your favorite podcast platforms. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Hamlin looking for the lead. They get turned at the front of the field, and the front comes apart. Hamlin in the outside wall. William Byron leads into the corner.
They're still racing into the corner. William Byron out in front by 2 car lengths over Tyler Reddick as they exit 4.
Here comes William Byron. Here comes Tyler Reddick racing into the tri-oval. Checkered flag is in the air. William Byron wins the Daytona 500 and becomes a 2-time winner, a back-to-back winner of the Great American Race. Tyler Reddick comes along in second, and 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson now unofficially in third. What a finish to this one tonight at the World Center of Racing.
Ah, we went racing on Sunday. Boogity boogity. Daytona 500 in the books. I don't have a lot of NASCAR takes. I defer to other people on that. Denny Hamlin's a person I defer to. You heard. So there's a lot going on the final lap of a NASCAR race. At a track, so the thing you need to know if you've been to Richmond Raceway is that Richmond Raceway is tiny. If you've never been to another NASCAR track, and that's the only one you've been to, what you need to know is Richmond Raceway is a tiny NASCAR track. And Daytona is a huge NASCAR track. It's not just bigger than Richmond. It's exponentially bigger than Richmond. You could drive a mile and a half there in Daytona, and you'd be doing, what, 3 laps in Richmond? Less, 2 laps in Richmond? And Daytona 500, that's not a... That's nothing. That's not even a full lap. You'd just be about 2/3 of the way done. So, Daytona 500. There's a crash. Denny Hamlin's in the lead. Crashes. Gets crashed into at the start of the final lap. But they let everybody keep racing so we can determine a winner, which Denny's a little salty about. But whatever. These are judgment calls. People want a race to the finish, not a, like, technicality finish. Because the other option is the crash happens, everything stops, whoever was in the lead is the winner. Well, that was Denny Hamlin. So we get why he's salty. But there's also this, that NASCAR has changed the way it works. Stock car racing used to be, a stock car is literally like the car you go to the store and buy. So stock car racing used to be the cars you bought at the Ford dealer, at the Chevy dealer, etc. And they took them out on the track, and they gave them giant engines, and they raced them. Now, everybody has the same car. What they do is NASCAR makes the car, everybody gets the same car, and they put a shell on it to make it look like a Camaro or look like a Mustang or whatever. So you just racing a wrapper. You're not racing cars. We're not under the hood anymore in NASCAR. I don't think Denny's a big fan of that. Denny has a podcast. Denny's from Richmond. He's multiple-time Daytona 500. He is the third winningest driver in Daytona 500 history, so he has credibility on the matter. He was salty after the race, but not, as you'll hear, not because he was denied a victory, but because he feels there's no skill anymore in NASCAR. So this is a couple minutes long. Let's play the whole thing. Denny Hamlin on the state of NASCAR on his podcast, which is from Dirty Mo Media. That's Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s company. Whatever. Here's Denny Hamlin.
But I just, this is one of these mornings where I woke up full Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn.
So, like, you text us.
I'm just so angry. I mean, just, I woke up pissed.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's about everything. And it's like, Now I know why drivers retire. Like, I have that feeling. Like, I'm tired of this.
When did you get mad?
And there's just a big picture to this. But I don't know. I wasn't mad in the moment, right? If I was really mad in the moment when I talked to Cole on pit road, I would have, you know, gave it to him. But I asked the question saying, hey, why'd you turn left down the straightaway? Like, and he's like, you know, he said what he said in his interviews. I don't know. I haven't seen it and whatnot. But, you know, I just feel as though I think today is going to be seen as sour grapes. But, yeah, it is. Because I worked, like, I don't know. I worked so hard to work on my craft. At all types of racetracks, and I spent so many years growing up, you know, trying to get better. And the fact of how much luck is involved in NASCAR now. I used to hate the word luck because it's like, and it was so overused in our sport for decades. Before the next gen came along, people would talk about, oh, luck. And they still do on a NASCAR media overuses the word luck so much. They always have. And it's like, no, you got to put yourself in the position to not capitalize on others' misfortune. That's luck. Like, you needed them to have misfortune for you to win. That is luck. But it's making the moves at the end of the race to win. And it's that, wow, that, you know, that guy just did something that it's hard to do. It shows that he's better than the rest of them. And I feel like we've lost that.
That's Denny Hamlin on his podcast. Everybody's got a podcast now. Big Al's got a podcast now. Do you know this? Did you see this?
No.
Okay. Big Al, who, second shout out of the day to somebody who literally works for our competitor. I'm doing everything in my power to get fired today.
We'll see if we have a show tomorrow.
We'll see. It's got nothing to do with the snow.
MP is gone. Don't ask any questions.
There will be no further question. Big Al's retiring. Shout out to Big Al, 33 years in Richmond Sports Talk Radio. That deserves a shout out. He is starting a podcast. Oh. The name of that podcast is the Don't Drop the Soap Sports Podcast. It's unhinged.
That's unhinged.
It's not on hinge. It's unhinged.
That's a lot of words to fit in the little square for your title.
It's a lot of words that don't describe what that podcast is.
Mm. Or do they?
I guess, yeah. I'll be a listener. I'll check in with Big Al from time to time. Don't drop the sport. Don't drop the soap sports podcast. Big Al giving his thoughts. Everybody's got a podcast. Denny Hamlin's got a podcast. Denny's salty. I get his point because we're bridging generations here. NASCAR is luck now. They go to these big tracks. Everybody crashes. You know, if you're lucky enough to stay up, whatever. People are going to say it's sour grapes, and it is. So he's honest. Denny's honest about the situation. I'm unhappy. The Daytona 500 was taken from me. As with all things, it feels like the fixes are simple, but will never happen. Just go back to racing the cars. Get yourself a Mustang. Get yourself a Camaro. Let's go racing. Because at Richmond Raceway, so at Daytona, they're going 170 miles an hour. And that's, if you've never been and experienced that in person, it's really freaking cool. That's my NASCAR take. I don't know what they're doing. I've talked to some of them over the years. I have a vague understanding of it. What I know is when the cars drive by you at 170 miles an hour, it's freaking awesome. It's cool. At Richmond, they go about 80 or 90 miles an hour into the turns. Like, I allegedly drive that fast on the highways. I don't know. We'll work that out with the officer. But, like, we've all driven 80 on the highway before. That's not why people are there. People are there for the bump and the skill, the whatever. You want the best drivers to win. I get his point. I get the sour grapes. That's Denny Hamlin, on NASCAR. That's probably the last NASCAR take we'll give until they get to Richmond, or something else like this happens, because we all love a good controversy. Speaking of NBA All-Star Game, we'll fix that. We'll get you ready for a big week in the world of sports. We'll recap UVA basketball getting waxed by Duke last night. Where do they stand? Where do they go from here? All of that on the other side. Crosstalk with AWOD as well. Half hour left with you on this Tuesday. You're listening to MP on the mic, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app, the only app that is going to send you to Vegas. Download and listen to 910 The Fan on the Odyssey app. You could win the Slam Dunk in Vegas. You and three guests, $20,000 in spending money, round-trip airfare, five nights at the Circa Resort and Casino. It's a huge prize. Listen to 910 The Fan on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes today, and you're automatically qualified to win. Come back tomorrow. Do it again. One entry per day. This is a national contest just in time for the tourney. Download and win the Slam Dunk in Vegas. It was Sports Radio 910 The Fan. We made that better. Nicely died. Got me off guard there. Was that the cha-ching or the slam dunk? That was the money. Yeah.
With the cha-ching.
$20,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of moolah.
That's a big prize, as they say.
I could spend $20,000 in Vegas. I could pull it off. I could do it.
And they're giving you multiple days.
5 days in Vegas. Yeah. And I've been to the stadium swim at the Circa. You could do $20,000 there. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you should, but I'm saying you could, for sure. That's a fun place out there. Tournament time, the big TV, all the screens. That's
where you want to be.
That's exactly where you want to be.
Hop on that Odyssey app.
It was because we were there for Bud Light Big Game Week last year, had a ton of fun. This year we were in New Orleans, which was also a ton of fun. But who'd VCU play? LaSalle, I think. Whatever. We went over to the sports book in New Orleans to go watch the VCU game, and their TV was like out of 1980. It was a non-high def TV, which was unacceptable. You're not going to have that problem at the Circa. You're not going to have that problem. VCU basketball twice this week in action. Before you do the other Odyssey thing, you saw the roller coaster I sent you? We got invited to go ride a roller coaster at 9:30 in the morning next Tuesday.
I don't think you get to ride it.
No, I think you do get to ride it.
That's, says mid-construction.
Stubb, come over here and take a look at this thing.
I think you could ride it, but I don't think I would see you.
It's Busch Gardens. It's the Big Bad Wolf roller coaster.
Stubb is very offended.
This
Stubb's face back? Is full shock.
It's the Wolf's Revenge. This looks cool. Like where they're suspending you below the tracks. I love a good roller coaster bit. Like that. That's unique. Kind of reminds me of, there's a Spider-Man one at the Six Flags up in D.C. I like any of the Volcano, RIP Volcano at King's Dominion, the best roller coaster there. I'll stand by that. I think they're opening something new in that space. It's not Volcano, so I'm going to be salty about it.
Yeah.
Current number one at King's Dominion, Twisted Timbers.
Yes.
Is the consensus number one at King's Dominion at the moment. This is... do I want to ride a roller coaster at 9:30 in the morning?
Stubbs all in, says yes.
Yeah, but it looks cool.
It looks very cool.
Maybe we'll get down there for that. Odyssey Bits. You never know what's going to happen.
Check it out. Report back.
We should do the show live from the roller coaster. Yeah.
Yes.
We've done the show from everywhere else. This is not...
I think you should do it while the roller coaster is running. So for 2 minutes, we just have you screaming.
Yeah, that's what I was going. Right? Like, yeah. And then like in the climb up, like I got to talk about sports.
Right, exactly.
And then on the way down, I scream. That's going to be hard work on the levels there, but you'll find a way. We'll get it done. We've done the show. We've done the show from an airport, from a basketball stadium. We've done the show from everywhere. So I think on a roller coaster is the logical next extension of finding places to do this show from. Will we do a show tomorrow? I think so. Probably. It's supposed to snow. So the latest word here, 3 to 6 inches, but it's not going to happen until Wednesday overnight. VCU says they're still playing basketball against UMass 7 o'clock, which has a potential to be fun if it's a snow game out there. I'm excited for this stretch because you've got the Taking Care of Business game Wednesday coming out of the break. And then the big, big game Saturday, 4 o'clock, George Mason. That one's sold out already. That will be for first place in the A-10. Chatted with Ryan Odom yesterday. Had to collect his thoughts on seeing Coach K first, because we've been talking about Coach K today, because that was the thing we did. So you hear Ryan Odom's thoughts on Coach K, and then his thoughts on this week, a couple big opportunities against UMass and George Mason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The passion that he has, for young people, I think, is pretty evident. Like he wasn't doing what he was doing for himself, you know, like he was doing it, you know, for the people, I say people, certainly the folks that were within his program, but it's bigger than that. You know, it was the greater Duke community. And, you know, then it became, you know, all of Durham and North Carolina and beyond and nationally. You know, his upbringing certainly impacted him, whether it's, you know, his mom that really worked, you know, extremely hard, to provide, you know, for him and their family in Chicago, to, you know, his time at West Point, and interactions with Coach Knight and the other folks there that really helped shape him. And then he was able to give all of that, you know, to his players and coaches, and to see kind of and then he talked a lot about, you know, his gold, you know, his U.S. Olympic experience and now with the NBA. And you know, I think a lot of the messages, you know, are similar. They're just said in a different way when you're coaching Kobe Bryant and LeBron and Jason Kidd and all those guys that were on that team or on those teams. And so we all can learn a ton, not just in coaching, you know, but outside of coaching in the business world and how you interact with folks that you work with. You know, the pride that it takes to be successful in whatever type of business that you're in. And then, you know, just the passion that you have to have in order to keep coming back when things don't go well and you fail, to be able to be resilient and also have the courage it takes to, you know, go for it, you know, and not be afraid. And I think that's certainly one of the things that I took from it, you know, for this particular group and this school is that you know, Duke was always going to get everybody's best shot, whether it was at home in Cameron or on the road, neutral site, didn't matter. They were going to get the best shot from that other team. And I think, you know, similar here, you know, in that regard, that, you know, we have to be ready at all times, but it's also a blessing, you know, that you get to play in those and coach in those games. And I think that's certainly something that I took from it.
You have the weekend off. We're a month from A-10 Championship Sunday here. Everything's still in front of you guys. What's your message to the team during this home stretch?
Yeah, I think it's just the same. You know, we're just focusing on the next film session, which we'll have, and then the next practice, and then the next game, and trying to do our best in the next game. We're still, you know, involved in competition for the regular season, and we want to try to, you know, do our best to be a factor there. You know, and then the next thing after that would be the conference tournament and try to be a factor there. And then obviously we'll know where we're at, you know, after that weekend. But right now we can't get too far ahead. We have to focus on our team and getting better, and then also, you know, our opponents and who we're matched up with, you know, in that particular game.
That's Ryan Odom, VCU basketball coach. That's a coach for you right there. Are you excited about potentially winning the A-10? We play UMass on Wednesday. Are you excited about you know, hitting this little mini bye with everything in front of you? UMass Wednesday. We'll talk about everything else as it comes. UMass Wednesday. That's the message. That's the drum we're beating here. They're where they want to be. 36 in the net, that gets you in the tournament. I don't care what Joe Lunardi says. Tournament starts today. VCU would be participating in it. Tournament doesn't start today, though. Got some games between here and there. A couple of handle your business games against UMass and Richmond, and then a big one against George Mason, where they can make a statement. The A-10 is going to move through them, and they're going to be the number one seed going forward. We'll see, especially after, man, Mason got a scare put into them on Saturday. That's been all their games, though. They're a tough team, but they do nothing except play close games, which has been wild. A little Virginia Tech football news yesterday. They have a new offensive coordinator. It's Philip Montgomery. He's on the tail end of his career. I think this is probably a good move for everybody involved. We talked about how it's hard to find coordinators in a perceived lame duck situation. And the reason people perceive this to be a lame duck situation for Brent Pry is because it is. If he doesn't win this year, he won't be the coach next year. That's a tough spot to get coordinators into. I love this. He's been a head coach, spent 8 years at Tulsa, offensive coordinator at Houston and Baylor, knows his way around a good offense. Kyron Drones needs a guy to take him to the next level. I like the hire, Philip Montgomery. I think that's as good as you're going to do as a guy who's like, hey, everything's year to year for me. You know, nobody's building a program around me. But there's talent there, which I like a lot. Former Tulsa coach Philip Montgomery, will see him down in Blacksburg this fall. Of course, Hokie football returns to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Here's the other college story I wanted to flag. Baseball. It's happening. Yes, even as we get ready for the snow tomorrow. College baseball starts in February, which always cracks me up. Usually they go south and they play, you know, they play their games in Florida and South Carolina and all that. Rhode Island faced William and Mary over the weekend. Not a battle of, you know, powerhouse teams, but Rhode Island, William and Mary. William and Mary went up 14-6 after two innings. Rhode Island scored 17 runs in the fifth inning. That wasn't the end. Your final score, Rhode Island 36, William and Mary 22. In a college baseball game, that was two innings shorter than normal because of the run rule. So if a team's winning by more than 10 runs after the seventh inning, the game's over. That's what happened here. William and Mary got run ruled 36-22. I think you got to waive the run rule. You put up 22 in seven innings, they could have come back. I think you got to demand more baseball. How long did that take? Too long. 17 runs in the fifth inning for Rhode Island means they batted around at least twice. Means some guys got three at-bats in the going around. That's insane. Love a good college baseball in February. Thanks to William and Mary for providing us with that. I want to get into the Daytona 500. We got a little basketball action as well. We'll dive into as well. We got another 48 minutes with you. I'm excited to spend that time with you. We'll take your calls 833-804-0910. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now 105.5 for the morning. Hello. I forgot to ask if the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Stubbs Alley or no?
It feels like it should be.
It should be, right?
It should be.
Not
a movie though.
Did you watch?
No.
And A1's borderline too, probably. I'd like to talk about it with somebody.
Yeah, we need to call Stubb back.
I think we may have to call Stubb back. We'll page Stubb on the bat phone. It was
setting up the bat signal.
There were too many celebrities. It was 3 hours long. It was too much. Like, here's this celebrity, here's this celebrity. There were some funny moments, but there was too much melancholy, I guess is the word of
really?
Like, yeah, it felt almost like a funeral kind of thing of like, remember all these fun things we did, as opposed to like, here's some fun things. There were some great moments though. There were some belly laughs.
Okay.
And they did the Friday concert, which, you know, dating myself all the way, Post Malone came out and was Kurt Cobain doing Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, and freakishly kind of nailed it.
Okay.
Did not see that coming in any way whatsoever.
He's an enigma. He's a surprise.
Post Malone is everywhere at all times, doing everything with everybody. I don't have him pinned down at all. He's just that guy who's featured on every track in America at any given moment. He comes out and just does a full Kurt Cobain, like, oh shoot, like, who is this guy? Who is this guy?
Shows up, gets it done.
Shows up, gets it done. We got basketball this week, snow permitting. We'll stay flexible on the schedule here. We'll make radio, and it'll be for you to enjoy, whether you're going to work or not going to work, or going to school or not going to school, or any of those things. I've got a happy hour scheduled for tomorrow night, and we're on the group text now. Like, you're gonna do the happy hour. Here's my thing. I love getting drinks in the snow. I love doing anything in the snow. But like, if you're at a bar and you've got a window view and you can see snow falling, that's a top five drink situation right there. And I'm like, you know, you come fish me out of the ditch when I end up in the ditch, because I'll regret this later. But you know, like, I feel like in Richmond the roads clear out enough that you're generally good. Like, it's when there's a lot of traffic that there's issues. We'll see. We'll try to find our way in here. We'll try to do a radio show.
Issue is always other drivers. I believe in UMP.
Well, that's kind of you. I am occasionally the issue. I'll certainly, I'll left hand up on that. And I'm occasionally not. If I'm not the problem, I'm at least not the solution either. But it's UVA was at Wake Forest. I mean, it's 12, 13 years ago, and it started blizzarding during the game. And we just went across the street and had drinks after. And you know, what do you do from there? Nobody knows. It's snowing. But it's cool. I love the snow. There's no point to this segment other than I think snow is cool. And hopefully it's manageable, but still fun. You know, we go do the sled, check the boxes, do the sledding, do the things, get the children back to getting educated, which it does not happen anymore. That's not a thing our society does anymore. No.
School. Whatever.
Someday they will have multiple days in a row of school. Stubb has reemerged. Did you page Stubb?
I did.
Do you know the topic here? Excellent. So we'll put Ryan Odom on hold for a second. We'll get to you, Ryan Odom. But Stubb's here because I wanted to debrief on the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary. Did you watch the Saturday Night Live 50th?
Yeah, and the red carpet and the concert.
Yeah, I thought the concert was good. The
concert was fantastic.
I thought that. I would argue the concert was the high water mark point of the weekend.
I mean, I thought the show was really good.
I thought when it hit really hard. There were too many misses for me though for a show of that caliber.
And that's SNL.
Yeah. Yes. When I watch on Saturday night, if there's eight sketches, I expect three to four of them to be good. This was the 50th anniversary SNL, though.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a real sucker for, oh, I like that person. And then, like, clapping and then having a good time.
Yes.
And that was how I felt every sketch.
There are so many. They've created so many stars.
Yes.
But Lady Gaga coming out with Lonely Island. I mean.
Right. Perfect.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
So good.
Great medley.
It really was. The Weekend Update was great. I love Weekend Update as an institution.
I am the number one Debbie Downer fan in the world.
Yes.
I'm always going to get sized for Debbie Downer.
Always. Who was it in the Scared Straight? Who was it that broke? Was it Keenan that broke like right away when Will Ferrell wore the shorts?
Probably. I mean, that was really the Eddie Murphy show over anyone.
Eddie,
the whole thing was the Eddie Murphy show.
I mean, Eddie and Tracy Morgan right next to each other. That I'd watch 3 hours
of
that.
Well, Eddie is doing a Tracy impression.
I mean, so good, too. Yeah.
Tina and Amy asking questions, taking questions was good. That was a good little segment, getting everyone involved.
So, the Ryan Reynolds thing, I don't keep track of all these celebrity things, but people are mad about Ryan Reynolds for doing the bit.
No, I'm not even... Blake Lively had a strong reaction, and people were like, oh, did she know? I don't think people are mad.
There's no chance she didn't know, right?
I don't have the time to explain the drama to you.
Yeah.
Ryan and Blake probably did nothing wrong.
Okay. I like Ryan. Yeah. Is that a hot take? Or are we canceling Ryan?
No.
We're okay?
No, we're good.
People are on the fence.
I find him to be unfunny.
Okay.
And a bit tired.
Is he supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay then.
I mean, he has his character, he does.
Yeah.
He's been doing for a while.
He's done it for
a while.
The expiration date may be nearing. Okay. Julia Louis-Dreyfus with the dog. Yeah. There were some very good moments.
It was good. It was good. I mean, I was happy. I mean, 3.5 hours, you're going to get a little.
It's
a little bit like, okay,
I,
that's enough sketch comedy.
There were also a lot of really old people. That was why.
A lot of old people. I mean, they got like, as much
boomers.
Of the original cast.
But
they
like
could,
Jack speak. Nicholson, I have not.
Hasn't made a public appearance in actual years.
No, like I haven't seen him in a decade, and it's like, oh, you got old while we weren't watching you do anything.
I mean, dude, he's been old for a while.
He's past old now.
Yeah, he's past old.
He's past old now, yeah. You know, Paul Simon coming out of the gate. Yeah, old. These people are old now, I guess.
I mean, Sabrina Carpenter said, yeah, my parents weren't born when you first performed on SNL, so.
Bill Murray doing the countdown of top Weekend Update anchors in front
Everyone
of Colin.
Did their classics. I was devastated Bill Hader, who perhaps is my favorite cast member of all time, is one of the few people that wasn't there.
Dan
Aykroyd was a surprise to not be there.
I will go Phil Hartman at one if we're doing favorite cast members, but I'm also like, I'm looping in his Simpsons time as well.
Okay.
So I just love Phil Hartman, period, full stop. He was great. Dennis Miller was always funny on Weekend Update.
Yeah. Hader and Armisen are... Am I two?
I appreciated Adam Sandler bringing an original song to the party.
It seemed like everyone did.
Yeah. Oh, he would move to tears there, the full standing O for Adam Sandler.
I don't know. The more I recount it, I'm like, yeah, that was good. I like that.
When it hit, it hit so hard.
I'm a bit
hard.
Tired of Domingo.
Yeah.
We pushed that button too many times in the last year.
I was never a Chris Kattan person.
Chris Kattan.
Yeah. Back in the day.
There's so many names.
The rumor is Tina Fey's going to take it over.
So
Lauren's going to retire at the end of the year, and Tina Fey's going to take it over, which I'm for.
Oh, yeah. Tina's a great pick because Tina's funny.
Absolutely.
The thing about Lauren is that he is the perhaps the greatest caster of all time.
Indisputably. 50 years.
So that's kind of a hard thing to match up to. I don't know how much Lauren does anymore. I mean, 45. He took a 5-year break.
But yes. Yeah. He's old.
He was gone for a little bit.
He's old too.
All the lore.
The word is he's still.
I literally do have the book on it. It's really good.
The book is really good. The word is he is like still very involved in the day to day.
I believe that.
He's a hands on.
I mean,
guy.
I think that he's probably the no, you can't do that sketch guy still.
Definitely. So Saturday Night Live at 50. That's.
It's lovely. That's something I care a lot about, so I was very happy.
I'm glad that everybody watched it. It's a cultural institution that has a lot of staying power over the years for being network television. Stubb, thank you for dropping by. We're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.